So excited to be here today to talk to you about this topic because I know a lot of you are probably facing social media burnout. How many of you really kind of feel like burnt out on having to use social tools all the time? Raise your hands. Yay, that's why you're here. So can we get a good picture of that? One more time, raise your hand. How many people are feeling burnt out on using social media some of the time? Okay, someone please be taking a picture. So you guys have now looked around and you know that you're not alone, right? That's the most important thing, you're not alone. That's why you're here. So without further ado, today I am gonna give you a total strategy for how to get your new ideal clients without using social media tools at all. So you guys know that I'm a digital marketing person, and what I do is to help designers find new ideal clients. That's one of the things I do, using social tools. But here's the thing. We heard, how many of you were in the conference, the Design Hounds conference at Las Vegas Market? Raise your hand. Were you in the Design Hounds conference at Las Vegas Market? What did the gentleman say what a problem was? Who can tell me what a problem is that millennials are having? Anybody remember what he said? Lori Carpenter, do you remember? That mental health is a huge issue for millennials, particularly since the pandemic. You guys remember him saying that? That really struck me, of course, because of this talk today too, that millennials, I mean, overall, are really suffering with mental health issues. And part of that, I know, because I see it with my clients, is due to the use of social media, of so much social media, which since the pandemic has really become something we've all pretty much had to do. So this is my offering to help you reduce your mental stress, even though it's really not particularly great for my personal business interests. So I just want you to have a little laugh this morning by looking at that slide. So this is the thing. It is tough to be online so much and have to find your client that way, because what was the other thing this man said that consumers are craving from designers? Exactly. Say it, Robin. The research, the academic research shows that the one, all of you that are designers, that the one thing consumers are really craving is the human touch. If you're a designer, know that the academic consumer research shows that what consumers are truly craving is your human touch. That ought to be great news to you as designers. So all of the online stuff that consumers are being exposed to isn't really what they're craving or what they need right now. They need you and your human touch. That's the research that shows that. So this presentation was timely after listening to that gentleman's presentation. Oops. Okay. So this is something that's very important, and I know a lot of you have heard about, you know, creating your ideal client avatar. How many of you actually have gone through any kind of process to create an ideal client avatar? Raise your hand if you've actually gone through a process to do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that shows you something. Out of everyone here, only 10 of you have actually gone through a true process to identify who your ideal client is. So I want to talk a little bit about that right now and how to actually do that. So this is really a top tip, okay? A lot of people pay for this. What you want to do is look at all of your existing and past clients, and you want to interview them. Interview as many of your existing and past clients as you possibly can, if they'll allow you to, and if you still like them. Do you like all your past clients? No, neither do I. But, you know, if you like them and they'll agree to be interviewed, and what you want to ask them is all about their lifestyle. If you don't, I mean, you probably know a lot about their home, but you really may not know as much about their hobbies, where they hang out, who they hang out with, who they use as a financial advisor, who closed their loan on their home. You want to find out as much as you can about your current and past clients. And what you want to do is find out that information from your top current and past clients, the ones that have spent the most money with you. Okay? The ones that have most spent the most money with you, interview those clients. Ask them everything you can that you didn't ask them when you were working with them about their lifestyle beyond their home. In this way, you will be able to identify the characteristics of your next group of ideal clients. Do you understand? Of course, right? Like, where are they hanging out? Where did they go to school? What sororities and fraternities were they part of when they were in school? Where do their kids go to school now? What activities are their kids involved in? Everyone understand? That's the kind of information that you're looking for from your past and your current clients. You also want to know, we'll talk about this later, I need some water already. It's dry. About the consumption patterns. But that means the content consumption patterns of these current and past clients. Thank you. Give me 1 second. Where are they getting their information? Okay, your top referral circle, as you can see, is the other people that serve your ideal client avatar. Now you have it identified. How many people here have a top referral circle? You really think you have one? One. Okay. Two, three, four. Good. But 4 out of all of you think you have a referral circle. So this is how you will start to gain your ideal client without using social media at all, is identify the referral circle of your top current and past clients. I hope that's given you like something to think about right there. Because what you need to make this work as a strategy is to have a top referral circle. Now, once you have that identified, top tip, set Google Alerts. Everybody know how to set a Google Alert? Do you have them set on your own business? How many of you have, oh my God, how many of you have a Google Alert set on anything said about your own business? Okay, guys, that's another top tip. Make sure it's, we got one for your own business. You know, if you're featured in a publication or someone's quoted you, someone's taken a picture of you. I mean, all of, have you Googled yourself recently? Your clients are Googling you, you know. Make sure that you know what's out there online about you. All right, but here is the top tip. Set Google Alerts for your 3 to 5 ideal local clients. Now, these are people that you haven't met yet, but that fit your ideal client avatar. You're going to find out every time they're mentioned. Does that make sense? So, like, you guys know who has the money in your areas, right? You're reading about their businesses or whatever. It's not that hard to find out who owns a certain business is getting a lot of press in your area. And if they're getting a lot of press, they're getting a lot of press, and where does that pop up? In Google Alerts. So every time your ideal client has something written about them, it's going to pop up as a Google Alert. You get that, right? This, then, becomes how you are going to get these ideal clients. You've identified them. You know your top referral circle, and now you set the alerts. Now, you are going to regularly recognize and delight your referral circle, and your past clients with gifts and notes and tickets and flowers. How many of you do these things already? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 out of this audience does something like this. This is how you can get your ideal client without ever using social media at all. And when you hear that the consumer is searching for the human touch more than anything else, this strategy works. Do you love it when you get a note, tickets, flowers, a beautiful meal from someone that wants your business? Yes, we all like that, right? We appreciate Nobilia for sponsoring this breakfast. Yes. Feeding us all here. Yes. So your clients and your potential clients, really, and your past clients love that too. So I just want to hear from the audience. Share with me what you've sent your clients. Marcia, go ahead.
Very nice restaurant. Gift certificate to a very nice restaurant.
Okay, and somebody, like, let's tag five people. Raise your hand, Robin.
In February, we love our client month. So we hit our best referral and top clients, and we deliver specialized gifts to them.
That's awesome. That's a great idea, a month. Did you hear that? But I would say that it takes more than that and something continuous. So that too, right?
Yeah. In March, we feel so lucky to have you as a client, and we send out scratch-offs.
I love that. So every month, what I want to encourage you is every month, put together some little special program. Doesn't have to cost a lot of money, like these scratch-off lottery tickets that Robin was just talking about, and send those to your referral circle, as well as any past clients, because this is where you're going to get. How many of you get most of your business right now from referral anyway? Almost all of you. So this is your gold. You do not need to use social media to get your next ideal client, as long as you know who the ideal client is and you identify their referral circle. And then you work to make friends with the referral circle by setting Google alerts, and then recognizing, what I want you to see here in this slide is a little note. So if you set the Google alert and you see that a potential client has had something great happen for their business, what do you want to do? Congratulations on the feature story. They don't know you from Adam, but if you can find even an address to their business and, you know, just address it to them, like care of, right? And send that, like, wow, that's a wow thing to get a congrats, like you're paying attention to them. We all like to be paid attention to. So when you send that out to someone you don't know, and even your referral circle people, okay, this is key. Not just the big kahuna client, but the referral circle people. That then makes them want to potentially, they don't owe you anything, but potentially you're paying more attention to them than anyone else they could give their business to. And that gets you in the door. So this has worked really well for my clients. Ask the people in the referral circle to enjoy a meal with you. And if they can't or won't come and meet you, offer to send something to their team for breakfast. Have it catered. Okay? Have food catered to their office, just free of charge, if you can afford to do that. They will always remember that. And make it beautifully packaged and brand it. But, as I said, be persistent and be creative. And pretty soon, those referral people, especially if you've done the first part, you send them a few notes, right? Because you've had the Google alerts set up, right? So they've seen your name a few times. That's the reason. So this is, you know, sequential. They have to kind of get to know you a little bit. And then they might check you out online. So having a nice website is nice, but it doesn't mean you have to use social media. You don't have to be on Instagram for someone to check you out on your website, right? You don't. You don't have to be anywhere online. They can just go straight to your website. But it is important to have a good website. I want to say that. If you want to get the ideal client, having a great website is important. Okay, once you have a strong relationship with your top referral circle partner now, then offer to participate in or establish an event with them for a charitable cause. How many of you have done anything like this? Nate, can you please, can we have Nate describe to us what he's done? We need to get you a microphone owner here.
We've hosted several events in our showroom, whether for IDS or any other organization. And every event that we do, we bring in an aspect of charity. So whether that's by donation to come, or whether that's a silent auction or something, we invite a charity we partner with. We ask the charity to put that part together so we don't have to worry about it. But everything we advertise, we say this is also a charitable event. So it seems to work out great.
And if you were at the DH workshop, what did you hear him say about what consumers care about? Public. Remember that? People process public. So today's consumer, the research shows that what they care about is how you're interacting in the community, that your ideal clients and your referral partners really care about how you're interacting with the community. So setting this up, it perfectly segues into what today's consumer is really caring about. Doesn't have to be big, doesn't have to be expensive, but what's the other thing that happens when you set up a relationship with someone that now really likes you and knows you, and you do it at a charity event? What happens? How do they get people to a charity event? How do people get to know about a charity event? Through what? What? And? No. Email. Email, email, email. You guys are also set on, no, yeah, social media too, of course, right? But you get their email list. That is gold. That is gold. So if you can get they may not want to give it to you, but if this person really likes you a lot because you've spent that time to develop the relationship with them, they are going to see, and you can certainly ask and trade email lists. And if you have that email list, you have gold. Now, what you do with the email list isn't the purpose of this presentation, but anytime you can get an email list of people who are donating to a larger charity, that is potentially a lot of your ideal clients. Okay, next step. So that is one part of the strategy. Strategy one, those pieces I just gave you. As you're noticing, no social media at all. What you're doing is interacting with people where they want to be interacted with, humanly, and you're making them feel special and appreciated. Okay, yes. Who knows Christopher Kennedy? Well-known designer in Palm Springs. Religiously, Christopher sends out a beautiful email every Friday. Religiously. How many get it? Anyone here? Susie, it's wonderful, right? Anna, right? It's fun to read. It gives you a cocktail recipe, talks about his latest project. It has links over to a blog post he's written. And as you can see, I've screenshotted a few. This is what it looks like. So make it pretty. Of course, reflecting your brand, Christopher's brand is full of color, Palm Springs color. But when you make it something that people look forward to reading, they open it. So a good open rate for email, do you all know how much that is? About what? Yes, 27 to 30%. So if you have an email list, let's say it's 250 people right now, 20 people opening it, how many is that? 50. If you have the right people on your email list, 50 of your potential great clients are seeing it every week. You see what I'm saying? But if you're not consistent with it, because what? People don't need product and they don't need designers every week, like a restaurant coupon or something, right? So that's why it's important to be consistent. You want to stay top of mind. So consistency is key number one. Don't even start a newsletter if you can't send it consistently. Then what you want to do is segment it. And this is not my specialty, by the way, at all. But you want to have your newsletter, which you can, segmented: vendors, potential ideal clients, top referral partners. And you could potentially send a newsletter to each of those segments. But right now, if you're kind of starting, how many people have a newsletter with over 500 people on it right now? A list. One. Anybody else? Two, three? Only four. So most of you have a smaller, you know, email list right now, which is great, because it's easy to segment right now. Work on segmenting your list, okay? That's really, really strong advice. Go through it and put people in segments. Now, you don't know, maybe someone's on your list and you don't know if they're an ideal client or not. That's okay. Just do your best. I love it. I'm going to have to tell y'all who this is. A good friend of mine, but the past national president of NKBA, Peggy McGowan. It's great to have you here. All right. So, segment your email list and keep your content focused on what people care about. What do you guys, why would you open an email? I mean, really, why would you? You know, you all are well-to-do people mostly. Why would you open an email? It's fun to read. It gives you something useful, like a how-to video. You're seeing a ton of content here. Let's talk about that for a second, because here, a lot of you are taking selfies, right? I am too, you know, with my friends. But what do your clients or potential clients care about? Here, let's talk about it. What would they care about? Seeing. New trends, yeah, for sure, right? What they really want to know is, why is it good for me? So instead of just doing like new trends at KBiz, talk about in your newsletter, I found something that's so functional. Look at how this works. Like, you're really talking to your ideal client. So in your newsletter, the verbiage you use is important, the language. Talk to them like you're really talking to them. Look at this fantastic thing I found. This retractable faucet from Kohler. How many of you have seen that incredible new faucet? So fabulous. But what does it do for somebody? Okay, so here's the thing. It's beautiful. It's really cool. But here's what it does that I found out this morning, this retractable faucet. It actually, when you retract it up and you put a, there's a pause button on the flow, and you can pull it over and actually water something that's on your range. So cool. That's what you want to show people in a newsletter. Nobilia, our sponsor today, what did I do yesterday? I went over to their booth and I took a video. I wanted to see everything. And I took a video of how their drawers close. If you don't know, it's very soft touch. Like, you just have to touch it. Slides in, beautiful. That's the kind of thing that your people want to know in the newsletter. Like, that's cool to see. Like, I need that, right? So that's what you want to think about from a content standpoint. explaining why it's good. And then you'll get people to open it. So it can't be all about you. It has to be about them, right? Uh-oh. Whoopsie, slide malfunction. Clicker malfunction. 1 second. Oh, battery malfunction. Oh, there we go. Okay, good deal. Thank you. Okay, now, go back to the consumption patterns of your ideal client. Remember we talked about that? So what are they reading? What are your ideal clients reading, and what are your top referral partner reading? Are they reading Yachting Club magazine? Are they reading Sailing? Are they reading Yoga Journal? You see what I'm saying? Every single one of those magazines is dying for content. You've probably heard that a million times, right? If you're willing to write a piece of free content for these bigger publications and you have something to say to their readership, they'll usually take it. So reach out. Do not be afraid to connect with an editor of any larger publication. And if you're not using Haro, how many people know what Haro is? 3, 4? Okay, top tip. Haro is help a reporter out. Help a reporter out. Subscribe to Haro, and you will get 14,000 emails every day with journalists looking for content for the stories and quotes. So when you see all these designers quoted everywhere, that's what they're using. Haro, help a reporter out. And in that way, you'll get published everywhere, all the time. And then it's what do you do with that? Because what you do need to do is to build credibility with your ideal client. And being published and being quoted does build credibility, not only with your ideal client, but more importantly, with your referral partner, because they need to feel that you're credible in order to refer you to their clients, right? They need to feel that you are credible to refer you. So, if you use Haro, you find out the content consumption patterns, and then you use Haro, you'll have a good chance of getting quoted or featured in these publications that your ideal clients are actually reading. And then top tip number 9, optimize your ability to get positive online reviews. Now this is not social media, right? Nope, still haven't used social media, and now you have lots of wealthy clients for 2023 if you do this. You don't have to wait on posting a pretty Instagram picture and worry about all that. But where are your potential ideal clients looking for you? If you don't know them already, they probably heard about you from a friend, and then what's the next thing they're doing? They're A, visiting your website, they're doing a Google search on you, or they're going to house. If they didn't hear about you from a friend of theirs, probably the first place they're doing is doing a Google search or going to house. How many of you found good clients from house in the past or currently? Several, not everybody. And I'm no big fan of house, I have to be honest. As everyone here who knows me knows. But I have some clients that had great clients from house. So I have to say, it does pull in people. Because there really is no other resource except for friends, for them to really go look. Really, right? Unless they just type into Google search, you know, interior designer, New York City, or Ada, Oklahoma, where Marsha's from. But, you know, that's the truth, right? If you are not doing this strategy, where is that client going to find you? And that is through a Google search or house. Which is why you want to maximize your positive online reviews. How many of you know that you can get a link to review your review page on Google and send it to your clients. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, okay. But about only 10 of you realize that you can actually get a review link and send it to your clients and ask them to review you on Google. Just know that, okay? And if you want to know how to do that, just Google it. How to send my clients a review link on Google. And you'll see videos about it, et cetera. Lastly, how many of you have your Google My Business listing optimized? How many? Raise your hands high. Maybe again 10, maybe a few more. Google My Business is like a free website for you. It is totally free. So you absolutely want to have your Google My Business listing optimized. If you want to know how to do it, go to YouTube. How to optimize my Google My Business listing. You don't have to pay somebody to figure this out. It's all there for you. But it is like a free SEO optimized website for you because Google is giving preference to people who have lots of positive online reviews and who have their listing optimized. Where are they giving preference? Anybody know? On mobile. And to Anna's point, yes, on the map, and especially on mobile. You know how you go, right? You get on your mobile phone, and you see the map come up, and you see the three top rankings for people? Yeah. That's because those people have optimized on Google, because Google wants you to do that every single way, and especially on the online review part. But the more you fill out that profile with keywords, the better it is for you. As you can see, you can add links to your social channels. You can add photos. You can add videos. You can add blogs. You can add pictures of your store or your design studio or your showroom. Whatever you want, you can post updates as frequently as you want. And I want to give a shout out to someone who couldn't be here today or at all. How many of you know Cheryl Clendenin? Yeah, Cheryl's a friend of some of ours. She owns a retail showroom, for those of you who are retail showroom owners, in Pensacola, Florida, not a big market. She does a ton of business, and she gets most of it from her Google My Business listing, which she's told me personally before. This is like the number one way because she has optimized her online reviews like crazy. And so when people Google interior design Pensacola, she's popping up on that map. And she has a million beautiful pictures, videos, etc. So what makes people not want to go into a showroom? You guys know, really? Why do you want to go into a store yet? Patty? You want to have a feeling of safety, and you want to, you know what? Our time is valuable, right? So the more that we can see where we're going, the more we like it. We're all like that, right? If you can see the video of an inside of a store or a showroom, you know, right, that that's a place you may or may not want to visit. So when you have that video up on your Google My Business listing, right? You get that, right? When you have the video of the inside of your showroom or design studio up on Google My Business, or you have yourself, people will feel a lot more comfortable because they're getting to know you, and that will get you a lot more traffic to your website, which is why you want to have a new, nice website. Don't do all this and have a crappy website. Not going to be good for you. All right, we are done today. Thank you so much. I hope this was helpful to you. And you can find, thank you. I do have a lovely Facebook group for designers. Some of you here are members. It's called Design Wealth. So if you are an interior designer that I don't know in the audience, you're welcome to join my private Facebook community. It's a very vibrant place. And I would love to ask you, do any of you have any questions right now? Yes. We have a question over here. Stay for the questions are often the most important thing.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yes.
For someone who maybe doesn't have a big clientele yet, or a necessarily a budget for the notes and the gifts that you were talking about to send to your potential ideal clients, do you have sort of like a percentage that you should aim for budgeting for that type of thing through out of your...
Well, overall marketing-wise, I mean, some of you that are more experienced designers, she wants to know the percentage of overall gross sales to devote really to marketing.
I want to add something that I do a lot of times. Let's say someone in the area...
Hold this up to your... Yeah. Closer.
Closer. Someone that lives in my area that maybe I am interested in, you don't have to spend money. Let's say there was something in the newspaper about them, anything along that line, I'll cut it out, put it in a card, and go, wow, you know, some kind of congratulations, and, you know, what's a stamp, 55 cents. So you can do things like that. That
no money. That's what I was saying, a personalized note, right? That's why the Google alerts are important. Doesn't cost any money. If you can go above that and send a gift, great financially, but if you can't, no problem. Just the note itself, the recognition itself is lovely. Now, I do want to say one thing. If you are using Instagram, and most of you are, you can also, if you've identified your top referral partners, you can certainly go comment when you see something on their Instagram feed, right? Because Instagram allows you to save favorites, right? So every morning, your top referral partners should be in your favorites on Instagram. Yes, thank you. And you should go in and make a nice little comment on your top referral partners if you see something. Do not sell your services. But do you realize something? What's happening when you make a comment on a top referral partner's Instagram feed? What happens when you make a comment on a top referral partner's Instagram feed? What? Hold on one. Let's get the microphone in front of you. Hold on 1 second. Here, he's right behind you. Oh. No one else can hear you. That's a problem.
State agent that has given me referrals in the past has actually moved to Florida now. And she just had a picture of her and her husband. And I simply commented, oh, my gosh, Jamie, your skin looks beautiful. And literally 2 days later, she gave me a referral in Maryland.
Okay, did you hear that? She made a comment that someone's skin looked beautiful, and 2 days later, that person gave her a referral. So that tip for Instagram really does work. But the key is do not make it about selling anything. I'd love to work on your project, especially if you're commenting on a referral partner. But to answer my specific question, what happens when you comment on a top referral's Instagram feed is all the people that are following them see your name. They see your brand, which is why, this is a social media tip, if you have your Instagram name as something weird and non-human, you need to change it. You can change your Instagram username and not lose one single follower. But I've seen designers that have, you know, XYZ underscore interior underscore designer. It's like crazy. That looks crazy on an Instagram feed. And especially to wealthy people, it looks really, you know, like you can just instantly tell that someone that doesn't know, doesn't mean they're not a good designer. But it's that first impression that counts. So all the people, like in your kid's school, go follow their school because all of those parents are potential clients of yours. You see what I'm saying, right? So if you're constantly commenting on something as XYZ designer, I'm Leslie M. Carruthers on Instagram. So when I comment, no one knows it's Saver Partnership, my brand, my company. I want that human connection. People will interact with you as a human, not as a brand as frequently, as if you just say Peggy McGowan versus Kitchen and Bath Concepts. People want the human, so let people know you on Instagram. Okay, any more questions? That was an extra credit tip. That was a social media tip. But that is actually how you leverage. You do all this other stuff, and then you leverage Instagram, and you've got it made. You'll have every ideal client you want. It'll take a little time. Might take a year. Might take all of 2023. But by the fourth quarter, I want you all to email me and say, oh, my God, it really worked, because it absolutely does work. Yeah. Any other questions? Yes, yes, and yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You mentioned, or someone else mentioned, scratch-offs. What is that?
Oh, well, if you're going to stay with the lottery, the lottery has little tickets you can buy. They're like a dollar. So that's a very inexpensive way to send somebody a little something. Exactly, exactly. A scratch-off. Just thinking of you, the lottery's up to $41 million. I know I'd like to win it. You probably would, too. You know, and just send a little note like that. And, you know, but it just lets them know you're thinking, right? Yeah. Okay, I see you have a question.
I just wanted to know whether, with all these marketing tools, if you have, like, someone else that works with you on them, or if you do it all yourself. And if so, how much time do you dedicate to that?
Oh, well, with your clients? I own a business that does digital marketing for designers and brands.
Yeah.
And I've had my business now for 20 years. I celebrated my 20th anniversary last year. So I spend all my time online, you know, because it's my business. But because of that, I see the mental health toll that being online all the time, and the frustration and the fear of missing out, and oh, the angst that so many designers have about not being where their, you know, compadres are yet. And the real thing is, if you want ideal clients, if design is your thing, you don't need to be using social media for that. I hope today has really proven that to you. There's another strategy that you can use where you don't ever have to be on social if you don't want to be. Now, if you want to be in the influencer arena and you want to work with brands, that's another thing. Then you do need a social presence. But if that's not what you really care about and you really just want to do design and get better clients, you really don't have to be on social media. Yeah. So no potential client is judging you on how many Instagram followers you have, right? Has anyone ever said, I'm hiring you because of how many Instagram followers you have? No one hires us because of that. No one hires. I don't have a lot of Instagram followers. I have like maybe 4,000. I'm in the business. You know, I don't care about Instagram personally. You'll see that. The people that need to know me. And I have a community online where that has provided me with wonderful clients over the years. So community and that human connection is what it is really all about for true, for client relationships. Right, Patty? Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining me today, for taking the time. I really appreciate it.